Again, welcome to the Morning Crossfire. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Today we have the Lagos State Government's stance on the National Union of Road Transport Workers, NURTW, suspension in Lagos. We started this conversation yesterday to get Lagosians and Nigerians' reaction on the issue. A statement on Thursday last week in the evening, Lagos State Government had said that it suspended the NURTW from operating at motor parks and garages in Lagos as well. The statement was titled, Lagos suspends NURTW from parks. And in part, that statement read, after considering the provisions of the law, the government hereby suspends the activities of NURTW, which must cease to operate in all parks and garages in Lagos State. The government will set up a committee to immediately take control of the parks and garages. Members of the committee will be key stakeholders in the sector. But you all gave me feedback yesterday that despite the suspension of the NURTW, there are reports that the NURTW is still selling tickets in Lagos, that they are still operational across the state. And so I've invited here to join me in the studio the Commissioner for Information and Strategy, Mr. Gbenga Omotoshe, who now joins me over the line. Good morning, sir. Hello, sir. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me, sir? Okay, we'll try to get him back on. Give me a moment to do that. I've just spoken to him now. Lagosians are curious to know a number of things about how this would work. This suspension, is it fully in operation? Is anything going to change? How would the parks work? What will be the management style going forward? And the various crises that we've had across the NURTW over the years, will this be a final bus stop? Will this be a final resolution to the matter? I would take a minute and get the commissioner back on the line. All right, good morning, sir. I hope you can hear me now.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, we have Mr. Gbenga Omotoshe here joining me at the Morning Crossfire. He's a Commissioner for Information and Strategy in Lagos State. Now, I got feedback yesterday, like I told you, from Lagosians. I asked them days after the government announced the suspension of the NURTW, what was going on across the state. The biggest feedback I got yesterday is that the NURTW members are still working across the parks, albeit not in uniform. Some persons are still collecting money in these areas. Can you tell me, since the government gave the order to suspend the NURTW, has there been any enforcement of this suspension order?
Yes. So much enforcement. Thank you so much. I spoke with the commissioner of police and he told me that these people were going around. Now, you find people at motor parks issuing tickets, does not mean that NURTW activities are not suspended. And later in the night, I've been found a message sent out to people that NURT guys were not using NURTW tickets. That know that they were not there. That the tickets that they were using are Lagos State Government tickets. And our people in the ministry have gone out to verify that. So, please, the mistake that people are making is that they feel that the Lagos State Government has banned NURTW. It is not so. We are suspending NURTW activities in order to protect the interests of Lagosians. We want peace. We don't want any trouble. Because if NURTW has internal crisis that people feel may spill over to affect the peace of Lagos, that's why the government moved fast into the matter and ask them to just hold it and not cause any trouble in Lagos. So it is not about banning NURTW. You don't want to see them again. You don't want to see the kind of people you'll be seeing. No, it's not that. It's the suspension of the activities. And if you see the tickets they are selling, NURTW is not written on them.
Okay, so clearly now this is a suspension and not a ban. However, what will be the criteria for lifting the suspension? And is there a timeline in which the government expects the issues to be resolved?
We have said that we are going to set up a committee comprising stakeholders, people who know the ABC of the business, who know how to bring peace to motor parks, who will be in the committee, and then they will be the ones who will be handling affairs of the parks, so that from parks we don't have any trouble at all. And the committee is being put together, and in the committee, the names of the members of the committee will be announced, and then their mode of operations and their leadership and all of that will be announced.
Okay. I'm sure we've had you on Nigeria Info before. We've also had people from the Ministry of Transportation. And the feedback, I'm sure you've also got this from Lagosians, is that the NURTW over the time, well, maybe not just the NURTW, maybe possibly including RTM, have constituted quite some nuisance on the road. You know, breaking glasses of drivers, causing chaos on the road, causing traffic, fighting, and so on. Don't you think this is a good opportunity to finally get them off the road? Why is a union, whatever union, allowed to operate on the road and not have a center where the members pay their dues?
Well, it is very wrong for members of NURTW to go on the road and be disturbing public peace. This is part of the things that we are talking about. But let me just make it clear to you that NURTW is like any other union. It is registered with CAC. Yeah. The government of Lagos State, I do not think under the law, can bring out the sledgehammer and land it on NURTW like that. What we can do is to find a way to regulate the activities, and that is what we are doing now. For them to come on the road and begin to disturb people all in the name of collecting dues from their members, it is very wrong, it is uncivilized, it is not done anywhere at all. And I do not think that this is not an opportunity for us to tell them in clear terms that this is unacceptable in the kind of Greater Lagos that we are trying to build. And we are going to tell them in very clear terms that we do not want this. It shouldn't be done at all. But do not forget that.
Yes.
Whatever these guys are doing, they are doing to their members, not to members of the public, even though such activities, they disturb members of the public. And that is why the government is going in there to stop all manner of nonsense that may have been going on and public complaints against them. We want to just rewind everything and put everything that is going to make the motor parks peaceful in place.
Mm. Now, I'm glad that you mentioned the membership matter. Again, you know, I called you yesterday to say this is a feedback I got from the people. They want to call, but I want to finish this conversation with you. Now, some of the feedback I also got yesterday and over the time that we've received on Nigeria Info is that they do not just harass their members to collect the dues. There are people who are not members of the union, and apparently it appears that ANURTW compels anybody who is a transport worker to join the union. Apparently, if you're a commercial driver, you are deemed to automatically owe the union a due. Some people who operate private licenses, some of them called me yesterday, are forced to also drop dues and levies for these unions. In the grand scheme of the mega city that Lagos is trying to achieve, I believe the government should step in and check what is going on here. Do you share the opinion?
Yes. I think the problem that most of our people have is that whenever their rights are trampled upon, they do not make any report. Some will even, instead of reporting to the law enforcement agencies, they will prefer to go and talk to journalists. And then when they are asked to come and prove what has happened, they do lodge any complaint anywhere, they will say no. And such cases are very difficult to deal with. You cannot force any person to come and be a member of your union. The law does not permit that kind of thing. There is freedom of association, and there is freedom of getting together. You are free to belong to any association you want to belong to, so long as such an association is legal. When you are TW to allegedly, as you are saying, force people to come and be their members, it is not right, and the government will plan as such things. Should anybody make any complaint of that, the law enforcement agencies will know what to do.
I agree with you about people reporting. That's one of the things we advocate for on Nigeria Info. But this particular issue, I want to believe, is an open secret. I believe everyone, unless you don't drive in Lagos, you know, everyone knows these things. So, I mean, if nobody is reporting, there must be a reason, possibly because people are afraid. Isn't the government going to be proactive by taking a step ahead? I mean, there was a case recently of a dispatch rider who was almost beaten up for allegedly kidnapping a baby. Nobody reported the case, but the government stepped in, the police stepped in and investigated. Should the government wait only until people report before something of this magnitude is dealt with?
No, if there's something going on, the case that you have just mentioned, I do not think that type of parallel that you are trying to draw from everywhere to people harassing vehicle owners, you are using their vehicles for taxi cabs or something, and then somebody who is believed to have suspected to have kidnapped a baby. Those are two parallels that don't meet at all. But all I'm saying is that if you say NWRTW people, they go on the road, harass private car owners who are trying to use their vehicles for kabu-kabu or nothing, so the government should go in there and investigate that. I do not think if it's something that is so common, the government will know about it and move in there, and then, you know, whoever is assaulting anybody, it becomes a very serious case, not just a case of somebody saying he wants to come on the road to collect union dues. You collect dues from only members of your union, not any other person. Most of the vehicles that NWRTW people own, they are even painted. So the distinction is clear. So anybody who is driving his own car and using it for commercial purposes, and people say they are of the union and they are trying to disturb such people, let us encourage them to escalate such matters. Let us encourage them to report to law enforcement agencies, and then you see the kind of action that we follow.
I'm going to pick you up again on this matter before we go on to the next question. And that's again, the reactions that we've gotten on this matter, because we've been on this for quite a long time on Nigeria Info, is that at these bus stops, there are police officers there who watch as these drivers are harassed and they do nothing about it. The feedback, I mean, I would get as a citizen is, if a police officer is standing by and watches me being harassed and does nothing, and I've personally also interviewed some of these guys in white and green during COVID at, what's it called now, Iyanaworo. And some of them told me that some of the monies they collect, one of which is called Owo Olokpa. I want to believe that you must have heard about this. Now, if citizens see a police officer on standby, who is right there, who watches this harassment go on, then they would not believe in the system of reporting. I'm asking again, now that we've brought this up, would the government investigate this matter?
Well, why not? The Minister of Transportation can go around and see what you are talking about. But all I know is that I'm not going to stand here and begin to make excuses for the police. I'm not police spokesman.
Yes.
So if people are saying that they are collecting Owo Olokpa and that it's meant for the police, I have heard things that are worse than that. They say the money that people collect on the road, that the money goes to the top most hierarchy of the government.
You've heard that one too.
And that is why the government cannot do anything about it. But I know for sure that it's all lies. People get punished every day. People get taken into mobile courts every day for collecting illegal money. When you get the tax system from Ministry of Transportation, they run away. And some of them are grabbed and taken before mobile courts. So when people want to just say this, most of the time it's all about fantasy. Most of the guys you see on the road that you talk about, they go to their members who are trying to avoid taking tickets from them. Even though I do not believe they have to go on the road and begin to enforce what they are enforcing before they leave the parks, you give them the tickets and all that. If you cannot get them in the parks, too bad. You don't go on the road and begin to disturb a public peace.
Okay, now, before I go on to take some calls, the phone lines are on fire. Let's talk about the consolidated levy. The state government announced 800 Naira levy, which is supposed to be the total package that drivers would pay at parks, right? 800 Naira. Now, we've asked, is there a possibility that with this levy, we don't know where this is kickstarting now, maybe you can tell us that, with this levy for the transport commercial drivers, will this cut away any RTW and unions trying to also get dues? Is this factored into this levy? And when is this levy kicking off?
Well, you see, the levy is not... People should not make the mistake that the levy that we are talking about is part of union dues. No, the union has the right to collect money from its members who have freely, out of their own volition, out of their own free will, join the union. Whatever the union is asking them to pay, they have the right to pay. If they don't want to pay, it is their own problem. But this levy we are talking about is the government levy. La SEPA goes into the parks, the Minister of Transportation is there, Loma is there to clean up. These are the levies that the government has consolidated. And drivers are happy about it, that these multiple agencies are not committing them to ask for levies, that once you take a ticket, if you are coming from Badagry, for example, going to the island, that is the only ticket to take all day. Nobody is asking you for any other money again. It's quite different from the union deals.
Okay, let me take a few calls before I go on my first break. 0700-993-993-993. You have 60 seconds, nothing more than that. Female callers, 01-4657-190. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello?
I can hear you. Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Shola calling from Ingodo.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask the Honorable Commissioner. He said something about the type of vehicle they do normally collect money for. What are the colors to those vehicles? Because in my area now, in Igondu, early in the morning, both who are Sienna, who are going to the island, they will make sure they collect money from you. And those of us making all this...
Hello? Oh, your line went up. Sorry about that. Please call again if you're able to... Where am I able to get this off? Okay, here we go. Good morning, hello?
Hello, Wemima, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello?
I can hear you. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Please, my question is, this is Joma.
Okay.
My question is, now, like you said, that most of this, what I want to ask is it compulsory that you must be in the union? Because I've seen it, I'm not a transporter, but I've seen them harassing people. And even if you buy keke, they will force you. If you don't pay, you will not load from the park and all those things. So why is it that it is compulsory for somebody to join? At least there is freedom of association. If you don't want to join, you don't join.
Right.
And what is the benefit for the members? What do they benefit? Thank you.
Okay. To be clear, the Honorable Commissioner is not an ERTW member, to be clear. And he has also made a point about people reporting. So if you've been forced to join the union, have you reported the matter? Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Wemimo, good morning.
Yes, please, thanks
for coming. Can I remain anonymous?
That's fine. Please go ahead.
Okay, so I want the Commissioner of Information in Lagos to clear one thing.
Okay.
I have a boss, even though my driver registered with these people. But the information we are getting is that the position is to paralyze or to cripple the activities of National Union of Road Transport Workers in Lagos because of Oluomo's position of withdrawing from the national. So National now constituted a caretaker committee to handle the activities in Lagos State. So what Oluomo did with Lagos is to make sure that NWRT from the national, that caretaker committee does not operate and they collect their dues. That is what they have. So Lagos and refute this allegation.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honor. So she's saying that the suspension on the Lagos State, is it suspension for NURTW as a body or for the Lagos State chapter?
No, don't forget the genesis of this problem.
Yes.
The genesis of the problem is that first NYTW marched on the government house that they no longer want to belong to the national. The government said, no problem. We don't want any trouble in Lagos. You go your own way. And before we knew what was happening, the national body said they had suspended the leadership of Lagos State NYTW. And then the leadership of Lagos State NYTW said, okay, no problem. We are pulling out. We are no longer members of NURTW. Mm. And then the government, through security agencies, said that this could cause trouble in Lagos. The government moved in there and said all activities of NURTW suspended. That is the position of things now. And that we are going to set up a committee that we go into the park and take over control of this thing.
So
the Ministry of Transportation is working on all of this. If anything, speculations, permutations about what has happened and what is going to happen to do that. But the government is focused. And the focus of the government is peace.
So this suspension is for the NURTW, the national body as a whole, both the national and the state chapter.
Anybody called NURTW, whoever is so-called, in whatever guise or disguise, the activities are suspended.
Okay, so what this lady, the lady who called before I came back to you, was saying is that the national has now set up a caretaker committee that's now selling tickets and the garages. Do you know
we
about
that? We have not seen that.
Okay. Well, let me take a call.
The police commissioner and I spoke up till very late last night. They've been going around. They didn't see such things.
Okay. All right. Let's take one more and then I go out on my first break. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Morning.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. I had to share something. You see, we Nigerians, we just like to hide from the truth. The truth is these boys. Yesterday, I was coming from Oingo. They paid money. They paid money to all these, I think they call them Agbero, because these people, they wear white and green. They are not with their uniform. They put on money.
Mm.
And because they are used to these drivers know them.
Mm.
So they just sit by the side, by the corner there. They will just go there and give the money. I asked the driver, I said, how much did you give to him? How many people are in this bus? He said, I just gave him 200 naira.
So my question is, why do the drivers continue to pay them when there's a suspension?
If they refuse to do that, he too said it. He said there will be crisis in Lagos, and that is why they are afraid. And what he said is true.
So the drivers are afraid of them?
Yes. If they do not give them money, Lagos will turn upside down. And that was why I said the other day that we are in a time bomb.
Hmm. All right. Thank you very much. I'll take the commissioner's response to that in a moment. I need to jump out on a very, very short break. I'd ask you to please hold the line for me, sir. I'll be back in a few minutes. This is the Morning Crossfire, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back with more talk after the break. In the statement released by the government, which you signed, sir, I see that you mentioned the suspension of the NURTW off parks and garages. Nothing mentioned bus stops. I mean, and across Lagos, if I don't know any other place, I know Fadeyi very well. You always see them by the road, trying to drag down the conductor, trying to break the glass. Is there anything you're looking at? You know, we keep referring to this collection of dues on the road. It's right here in our faces. Is there any deliberate move by the government to end this? Now, Lagosians don't want to see them on the roads anymore.
Well, I will go and discuss this with the transportation team and then tell them that the feedback that I get is that people don't want to see these guys on the road harassing, especially public people who are not their members.
If even their members, they shouldn't be on the road collecting dues from them. That's why there are parks and garages. And possibly they should fashion a way to get their dues. Maybe maybe online payment. They should fix it. They should sort it out. I mean, like I said yesterday on the show, NURTW is not the only labor union in Nigeria. There are many. The NBA is a union. The NUPENG is a union. We don't see them on the road dragging truck drivers. I mean, we don't see tailors unions going to their shops and dragging tailors by the neck. They have to find a way to fix it without disturbing the peace of the state.
You are right. You are right. But I do not want to make any excuses for them. If they have decided to give themselves out as people who could be unruly, people who could be disobedient, well, that is their business. I do not want to make excuses for them, nor begin to say standing for NURTW. But if the action, like this one that you are talking about, is disturbing public peace, all I can assure you that the government is moving to tell them to stop the nonsense.
All right. Fantastic. Now, people are also asking, is there a number they can call that's easier when they see that these NURTW officials or officers or members are still collecting dues? Is there a number? Is there a quick dial through which they can quickly report these matters?
Of course, there are numbers. If you have, it's just that I wouldn't want people to begin to call the emergency numbers. All the people who are driving vehicles, some of the papers that they give to you, they have numbers that you can contact if you have any problem on the road.
Okay. So check the tickets you've been collecting at the garages. There should be a number to call. Please call those numbers and give me a feedback to report illegal activities on the road. Honorable Commissioner for Information and Strategy Lagos, Mr. Gbenga Omotosho, thank you very much for joining the Morning Crossfire.
Thank you.
All right, Nigeria, that's the show. I have to go. I'll see you tomorrow by 5 a.m. again. Let's talk some more. Go try out everything we've talked about. Give me feedback tomorrow by 5. Report some of these matters today. You can be sure once I have your feedback, I'll get it back to him. I tried also getting people from the Ministry of Transportation on the show, but that couldn't work. So give me the feedback. I'll pass it back onto them. We'll keep going back and forth until we get our roads free of harassment of whatever form. Thank you all for joining the Money Crossfire. My name is Wemimo Adewu. I'm on social media, where Mimo Sport. There's a lot going on there. You can go check it out. And I'll see you tomorrow by 5 a.m. Have a fantastic day.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.